It's always nice to have guests in the studio, and that's what we've got right now. We're joined by Ron Soder. He's the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Cleveland. How are you?
Hey, great, Brad. How are you?
It's very good. It's good to have you here. Tell me about the program we're going to talk about this morning.
Yeah, so our national organization has a program called Youth of the Year,
mm-hmm.
and it's really the chance for us to shed a light on the great kids that come through the clubs, and there's a competition. So locally, we select our Youth of the Year, which Tamara won our contest. She goes on to compete regionally in Ohio and then regionally in the Midwest and finally to the national level. And the national level, full ride to any college in the country they want to go to, a car from Toyota, and 1 year of sort of standing up for Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yeah.
It's a program sponsored by Disney, and it really looks after the 4,000 clubhouses throughout America and gives us a chance to really celebrate the youth that come through the clubs.
That's fantastic. And Tamara is sitting right in front of me. Go ahead and move right up on that microphone there. Tell me about what your process in going through this and doing this.
Originally, Miss Chanel came to me and told me, like, look, we have the Youth of the Year coming up, and you have to do it. And Youth of the Year is something you hear about as soon as you come to the Boys and Girls Club, all the kids, we can't wait to do it. So I was really excited when it was my time around to go. And literally, you have to write 3 essays. You have to deliver a 3-minute speech to a panel of judges. You go to Nestle headquarters. And it's really nerve-wracking because it's like you're going against 5 other kids, and you know these kids, and you're like, I have to beat 5 kids who I love, and it's like, okay, all right, I'm taking y'all down slowly. But really, it's like a good experience, and you learn different stuff. You get to meet a lot of people. It's a good chance to network and stuff.
That's fantastic. Now, what grade are you in? How old are you?
I'm a senior, and I'm 17.
Wow. I mean, you're amazingly well-spoken. This is fantastic. So what do you want to do? What do you envision yourself doing here?
You mean when I get grown up? Like, mm-hmm. afterwards? I want to be an international lawyer. But I want to minor African-American studies, so I plan to do mission work in Africa and take my law degree and work in Africa and do work for sanctions and betterment of the continent.
This is amazing. Ron Soder, what a great young lady here.
She is terrific. Great chance to demonstrate her leadership and her skills and what she's learned over the years. At the school at Washington Park, she's a Cleveland Metropolitan School District person, so we're very proud of her.
That's fantastic. Chanel also over here with the... Are you the one that kind of gets the girls all going for this, all the kids going for this?
Yes,
you?
Absolutely.
And what kind of motivation do you give them?
Well, this year I did a mini series, so mm-hmm. it was kind of a smaller version of the actual competition. So she had to compete against kids in the actual club that she goes to. So that prepared her and motivated her for the actual competition.
And Chanel Moon is you're kind of the coordinator of this whole thing, and five youngsters all getting in on this, huh?
Yeah, we have 14 clubs in Cleveland, Brad, and we serve about 1,000 kids a day, 6,700
wow.
kids. You know, we served 186,000 meals last year.
Wow.
And it's really an important place where, you know, Tamara can grow up and be safe and be off the street and be around people like Chanel that give great leadership and great support. And it's a place to be safe and put, and you know,
that's the huge
be
thing.
There for
safe.
People that love and want to help them grow and be successful.
Yeah, now, Tamara, let me ask you this. The friends that you have that you were competing against, you had no problem taking them down, huh?
No, it was hard, but it was cool because, like, they prepare you, and it's pretty much, it's a friendly competition
sure.
almost. Like, everyone there want to see you do good, and we all clap for each other,
of course.
And we listen to each other speak. So I wanted to beat them, but then I was kind of, like, understated about everything.
Okay. Now, what has the Boys and Girls Club meant to you?
The Boys and Girls Club has meant a lot to me. Everything I went through as a child, every step of the way through high school, like, they've been there through everything. I met some of the greatest mentors. I met some of, like, other mothers, basically, through the Boys and Girls Club. Oh, everything.
That's fantastic. And, Chanel, did you have a problem picking the best ones?
It was tough. It was some tough competition, but I think we went with the best candidate, especially from the Broadway Club. Tamara did absolutely wonderful in the miniseries.
That's fantastic. Now, Ron, from here, where does Tamara go?
Yeah, so Tamara on March 23rd will compete against about 13 other Ohioans.
Okay.
At the state competition, which happens to be in Michigan, because the Michigan and the Ohio teams come together.
Okay.
And then from there, in June or July, she'll go to Chicago if she wins the Ohio competition.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, if she's one of the five regional winners, she'll go on to compete in Washington for the National Youth of the Year winner, which I got to meet this last week in Washington. And Carlos, Dartmouth grad, he's in Dartmouth, just a wonderful young man. So the opportunity to grow through the process is incredible.
Absolutely. And even if you don't get a chance to go all the way, probably this is a great opportunity for you and a way to pave your way for the future, huh, Tamara?
Yes. I'm excited. I think I'm going to win. I hope I'm going to win. But if I don't win, I think I've already got a lot, and I'm forever grateful for what I've got so far.
Ah, that is fantastic. And you made some lifelong friends, I'm sure, at the Boys and Girls Clubs and for all over. And we got to thank you for us, Chanel Moon, for your guidance and leadership of these youngsters. That means got to mean the world to them. Did you start out by chance in the Boys and Girls Clubs?
I didn't. I actually wish that I would have. Mm-hmm. I kind of grew up in the City Rex. But I tell my teens all the time, if I would have really known about the Boys and Girls Club, I would have definitely been a part of it. And I think I would have been Youth of the Year.
No question about that.
Got good guidance there, Tamara. Ron Soder, final words. Tell folks how they can help out if they want to donate some money to the Boys and Girls Clubs.
You can come through our website, www.clevekids.org, clevekids.org, to volunteer, to donate. We're really blessed to have just great people and great support in Cleveland. And, you know, we have 1,000 kids a day that come through here that get everything from, you know, sports opportunities, arts opportunities, and to volunteer and help support the club. It takes a lot of money to make it work, and we keep kids safe, and we make sure that they become productive, responsible, and caring citizens.
Outstanding. Ron Soder, Chanel Moon, and, of course, Tamara Thomas. Appreciate you all being here. Good luck in your competition. We are rooting for you.
We'll let you know
thank
how
you.
She does.
Please do.
I will, Brad.
All right. Thank you all for being here. News Radio WTAM 1100.